It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
This happened at lunch the other day, you guys. I was having lunch with two women who I work with at the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the AFSP.
Yeah. And
you work there, don't you work here?
I do work here, but I'm on the board. I am on the board. I am on the board. I am the chapter co-chair for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. So as the co-chair of the board, we have to have meetings about what's going on in the state. You know, how many programs we have going on, where we have walks setting up and all that stuff, fundraising.
Having a business meeting.
Exactly.
We get it.
Uh-huh. But usually, Gina, who is my counterpart, she's an actual paid employee by the foundation, AFSP. I'm just a volunteer. I mean, she's a paid employee, so she normally takes care of the bill, writes it off.
Yeah.
Business expense.
She's a full-time employee.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes, I get it.
So I'm used to her taking care of the bill. It's just always the way it works.
And the way it is.
At the end of our lunch meeting last week, we were sitting around waiting for the check because we knew that she had asked. The server said, "Are you guys ready for the check?" And we said yes, and we went about our business and we're talking. I was on my computer. And then we looked to ourselves and we go, "Where the hell's the check?" And I looked down and it was sitting right in front of me, and the server has slid the check in front of me, assuming that I was the one that was paying the bill. Because the guy is going to pay the bill, right?
You have the least amount of money at the table. The ironic part, the women are the bosses who have the money and would have given a bigger tip. Because the ironic part about it.
So I'm sitting across from the woman who is paid by AFSP, an employee, and the other woman who's my co-chair, and she's a vice president of sales for a huge shoe company. So I was like,
why don't we put it in the middle? Like, is that does that make it more awkward when you put it in the middle? You can text a 71037.
100%. I think, Allie, I think that's perfect. Put the bill in the middle.
Middle
is very safe. It's not assumptive in any way, shape, or form.
However, then it makes it awkward for everybody involved because somebody's got to grab it if it's not a business meeting.
No, but
that
if
is where
but this is a business
but
meeting.
But if you're going to a meeting or having something like that, you've already planned ahead of time who's paying. So I don't think it makes it awkward because I think... Why are you just assuming that the man's going to pay?
Yeah,
and
stupid.
I looked to the woman across from me and she goes, "You would not believe how many times that happens to me." She's a vice president of a company and she takes people out all the time. So she'll wine
and
dine.
She's a boss.
She'll wine and dine three or four guys that are salespeople for another shoe company.
But our stereotypical ideas in society tell us that you make the most and you're the
man's going to pay. Yes.
And you're going to pay.
Uh-huh.
Can I just say, though, you think like it doesn't matter who pays on the first date. We talked a little bit about this. But I think it totally does. I just want to correct my thoughts on that because I misspoke about that earlier. I think it sets the tone. I think the woman should pay. I should be half and half as the relationship goes on. But I think relationship wise, dude, you want the women wearing the pants? You want the woman wearing the pants? Let her pay the first time and don't cry about it later.
One question for Riggs though.
Yes, go ahead.
You're at the lunch. The check gets put in front of you.
Yes.
You of course played the hero and picked up the whole tab, right?
Of course not. I made her pay. You talking kidding me?
But you know what?
That was the plan all along.
That was a solid point. You would do that.
I would no
Gibbons,
doubt. I would
the
no doubt.
Super nice guy to the point of like being stupid sometimes.
Yes.
He would still be like, "All right, I guess I'm taking care of it this time."
Because he would
Why?
Be like, "No, because that's Gibbons. He doesn't
want
to confront. He doesn't want to say you pay it."
Let me tell you, I went on a friendly date with a girlfriend who was literally a friend of mine, right? We went to Yes.
Okay.
We go to this nice sushi bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where two of her friends, who are also my friends, happen to be, right?
Yeah.
We're ordering sushi rolls. We're doing sake bombs. We're having a good old time. And I'm thinking, cool, because it's going to go five ways. Mm-hmm. Whatever. The waiter comes up, hands me a $385 bill when I'm working part-time, making $8 an hour, 20 hours a week. And
you
I was
paid it, didn't you?
You bet your ass I paid it.
Oh,
I
shut
swear
up.
To
are
God.
Are you serious?
You're
swear
such
to
a
God.
Sucker.
I know. Have we not learned?
It's not surprising you got ripped off by your ex.
Oh
have
my
we
God.
Not learned
even
that Jesus about
Gibbons.
Me?
If you missed it,
look at
go
this.
Back and listen to the show because Gibbons talked about his breakup. Mind blowing. You got to go. Oh, my God.
And it
God.
Involved money and him ignoring red flags for years.
I swear
for years.
To God.
Okay. We have some texts to 71037. We love them. Somebody said, one, who asked for the bill?
The woman did. Gina did.
So and they still put it in front of you.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody else texted and said, put it in the middle because my wife always wants to look at the bill at the end anyways.
To see how much you spent.
And she wants to hold on to the credit card. And somebody else said, I was a server bartender for 15 years. You should never assume the man is going to pay. I always put the check in the middle and say, pay whenever you're ready.
Yep.
No rush. Please let me know if you need anything in the meantime.
It makes it so much easier.
You have graduated. Whoever this is, you should be teaching bartender server school.
Yeah, 100%. See, put it right in the middle.
You should be the leader of that.
Put the check in the middle of the table and avoid the awkward conversations.
Riggs is paying. Did you hear?
Uh-huh.
No.
No, he's not, because he's cheap. Because Riggs is cheap.
You're damn right.
Sassy girl. Cheap.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.